star of
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Stand By Your Band. I'm Tom Takar, the Wolf of Dog Street, joined, as always, by the Prince of Snarkness himself, Tommy McNamara. How are you, Tommy?
Well, Tom, as you end your run in New York, I just want to say thank you, Tom Takar. Thank you, Anto. Thank you, Stand yes. By Your Band.
Hey, I'm like Forrest Gump. My run never ends. I keep running. That's the Duracell guy. They're Energizer Bunny. I'm fucked up.
It was a long run.
Yeah, long run.
Forrest Gump had a long run.
So we have...
I want to ask Tommy. Oh, sorry.
Jumping. You're not even introduced yet, Mr. We haven't even decided if you're on the show yet.
Shit. Oh, no.
We got three mics and four people. Somebody's going to lose today.
Well, I wanted to get my sick riff out.
Okay, what's your sick riff?
Hey, Tommy, did you think of that sweet song on your half-hour delay on the train?
This was the riff.
Slam dunk. Another slam dunk from Graham.
This is why we like to have comedians on the show. They word everything so tightly.
Hey, Tommy, were you on the train too long and then you thought of this song?
We not only have the hilarious Graham Kay, whose special is out on YouTube now. Tell people how to
find
it.
It's better than
Graham.
That riff. I can't.
Actually, I would stress say. Enough. If you want the full experience, just listen to that riff for 45 minutes.
Yeah, that's fair.
Jeez. Not only are we joined by Graham Kay, we have a very special guest today. My wife. She hates when I call her my wife. Because it sounds like Borat Antonia is on the podcast
Hello.
Today.
And I just want to say for all the listeners that my brother has asked me twice if I watched Graham's special. I have not.
The answer is no.
But,
and you refuse.
But he loves it so much. And my brother is a cool kid. So if he likes it, I'm sure you will as well.
Yes.
Yes, queen.
That's nice of you to say. Nice of your brother.
And Antonia is, of course, the she-wolf of Dog Street.
I do like that. Also, I've been told that I can't be angry when you riff on this podcast.
Yeah, Antonia famously got upset with us for riffing.
I just didn't get it.
Yeah. Right. Yes. And
you have a lot in common with
the
audience.
We make points on
and
the podcast I'm on.
Listen to this podcast.
No points were made.
There's no points.
No. Call this Whose Line Is It Anyway? Because the points don't fucking matter, all right? It's all about the sweet riffs that Graham brings in.
Tommy was late.
I'm sorry I was late. I had a stressful day.
Tommy was 45 minutes.
He said
I'll be 15 minutes late, and then he was 45 minutes after that.
That's not how the math worked out.
It was 30 more minutes after that.
Well, that's fair.
It was 25 minutes after that.
And Graham was early, so it seemed like more time.
I was on time.
You showed up early?
I got here at 6:30.
It had been pushed hours before.
Time. Huh?
You acknowledged that it had been pushed at least back to 6:45.
That's
before.
Right, but I had things in motion.
I texted at like 4:30.
I know. Okay. I had a meeting at 4. Coffee with a friend, talking about our breakups.
Sure. Sounds like an important meeting.
In the park?
To wear a business suit?
Two sad men in the park?
I had a general with a friend.
We talked about. Open up our briefcases, just our ex's panties.
My God. This is why Antonia doesn't like the ribs.
You smell this. I'll smell yours.
Oh, that seems...
We should have broken up. Bunch of evil on this one.
Well, I won't be editing that out. So don't even ask later.
No, I won't.
But we are happy to have you, old Grandma. And as Tommy alluded to, me and Antonia are moving to L.A. this very week. Antonia leaves on Saturday. I actually leave next Tuesday. And while talking about it, me and Tim McLaughlin are doing a road trip across the country. We're going to end up in L.A., but we're doing dates. If you live in Columbus, Ohio, we'll be there on November 1st. Chicago, Illinois at Lincoln Lodge the 2nd. We'll be in Omaha, Nebraska the 3rd. And Wise Guys in Ogden, Utah, right up there by Salt Lake City. That's the 4th and 5th. So come out to see a show. We want to see you out there.
So you're moving to LA, so you're driving there, and then Tim still lives here.
Yes.
Is he going to take a Greyhound back? What's his what's his plan?
I got him a nice bicycle.
It is a tandem, and he'll have to find someone.
He's going to need a buddy.
I guarantee he hasn't thought about how the. He's like, oh,
no. I don't mean to sound like the most generous man alive, but I did give him a travel stipend to get home. I bought his flight back.
That's good. Sweet. That's nice.
And I even told him that he could spend upwards of $50 on it.
He's going to sell a lot of baseball cards.
Yep. He's bringing merch on the road. We're actually I think we're going to make a little penny on this trip. So
I'm making fun of Tim, but he's very, very funny.
He's a good boy. He's funny. Yeah. He said he's going to be working on his late night set while we're on this tour. So get out there and see.
For Ferguson?
Yeah, that's right. For the city.
Just roasting a guy who's not here.
Anyways, it's exciting stuff. And let's get into it. What are you guys going to miss about us the most?
Oh, yeah. Looking at me. I'm friendship. Kidding.
Yeah, that's
friendship.
That's a big one.
I feel a sense of family love, you know, that's gone, you know.
Sure.
Yeah, you know, it's a big loss.
Yeah.
Big loss for the scene.
A lot of people are saying New York isn't New York without us love. We know who that song is about. I think we talked about this on the show before. Anyways, they're saying New York is all of a sudden becoming the city that sleeps. It's going to be so sleepy without us here.
Yep.
What's going on in... Antonia, you saw a concert recently. Let's hear your Antonia's music corner update.
What
you saw back to back nights of the same person?
I did do that. I'm a big Rosalía stan. Mm-hmm. Does that track with you, Graham?
Yes.
Who is that?
A lady.
A lady.
I know she is a Latinx singer, songwriter, performer. And I bet you she sold out the Barclays Center, and I have no idea who she is.
Wrong. She's Spanish. Sorry, I'm too loud. I'm trying to riff.
Oh, she's from... No. No, you got my ass. You dunked on me, as the kids say.
I guess she learned riffing from Rana. JK, we love Rana. No.
I like that. She's from España.
Yeah. Do you know more about Rosalía, Tommy?
No.
Okay. She started doing like flamenco music, which even in Spain is sort of controversial because she's not from Andalusia, which is where flamenco is from. I'm making points. I have to stop making points.
She's not champagne. She's not bourbon. She has to do it from the same spot.
Because
it's cultural appropriation. You never think about... Within Spain, there's different.
Have you been
sects.
To Europe? They're so crazy. Like if
I have
if
been
mozzarella...
to Europe, but within Spain, like there's, yeah. You're all Spanish. You know what
like,
I mean?
Like people accuse her of appropriating both Spanish culture from the south of Spain and also Latinx. Like she does reggaeton, she does bachata.
Oh, I see. That I'm offended by.
You should be. But I did this. This is a true story. My friend Paola. And I had Rosalía tickets and we were so excited. It was at Radio City Music Hall. Mm-hmm. Yes. And we went and we like were like, okay, the show starts at 8.
Right.
We figured maybe because she was Spanish, she'd be on some like Latinx time.
Wow.
There would be an opener. So we showed up at 9:15 and we missed 2/3 of the show.
Oh my gosh.
And it was like heartbreaking. Like Rosalía is my favorite artist and I was like looking forward to this for a really long time. And then Paola seeing that I was truly crestfallen, because like we were asking the ladies next to us, we're like, has she done Bizcochito? And she was like, yes. And I was like, has she done Hentai, which is my favorite of her songs? And they were like, yes. And twice. I was like, no.
Fun fact, we saw a group of people in the street today talking about the very song that Antonio's talking about.
Yeah, Hentai.
They were a goofy looking group of people, by the way. These were
they just
full
speak
on.
Spanish.
No, these were some freak ass looking people.
No, people who speak English like Rosalía, like it's you are just out of the loop.
Yeah, I'm a tall old white.
Well, what's tall got to have?
My head's in the clouds.
Oh, that's fair.
I have to give myself one good thing.
I'm just a tall, handsome drink of water who's out of touch.
Yeah. Newly single, let me know. Very tall.
He's so tall.
Used to work out. People
you
like
have
it.
So many hip problems.
Yeah, I got bad hips.
Got that old, you're yeah. really aging bad.
Yeah, not good. Yeah, I'm sad.
But the end of the story is
mm-hmm.
that she bought tickets for us the next night.
That's so spot. Nice.
And so we went on time and we saw the whole show, and it was like honestly one of the best shows I've ever been to. So damn. Rosalia rocks.
A happy ending.
That's a happy ending.
This has been Antonia's Music Corner.
The only AMC you need. That's right. We're a Regal podcast.
We are also selling a membership to that segment for $25 a month. And you get to listen to it over and over again as many times as you want.
I think it's still three a week.
that's a good point. You get three, so make sure you enjoy that third one. That's a little inside humor for those in the AMC A-list rewards. A program that I was bitching to Antonia earlier today that is wasted on me. I don't use it nearly enough, and I feel guilt about it.
Do you subscribe to it?
I spend $25 a fucking month. I go to about two movies a year, and I feel like a fucking idiot. And then I feel guilty about not seeing, like, Bullet Train or whatever. It really is a hell that I've created for myself.
Yeah,
doesn't make any fucking sense. Oh, look at that. Finally, a guest who appreciates our cats.
That is Pepe. Great.
Which one is this?
This is Pepe.
Pepe is great.
Pepe is a good guy.
He's giving me a literal hug. He's leaning
against
me.
You know fucking Reggie, I'll tell you that right now. But he's a good
guy.
Reggie
gave me a finger from
That's what I like about Reggie.
In the staircase.
Reggie's a little more discerning.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, I'm just...
Pepe,
I'm just a flavor of the week.
Somebody
huh,
could
Pepe?
Try. Somebody could break in here, guns a-blazing, and Pepe would try to hop into their lap.
I felt special.
No, he's. I mean, the way that this is, it definitely doesn't look comfortable. What's happening?
Not for him.
Arm hanging like that.
Like his foot is in my dick right now. But we both appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, we've talked about Spain. Let's talk about Canada.
Let's go. So our guest today hails from the beautiful land of Canada.
That's right.
Where I just had a one of the most depressing weeks of my life. Defend your country against the racists who threatened my life.
Oh, my God. Well... It's, let me tell you, every place has their crappy people.
Not America.
And you went to one of our more depressed cities.
No. It was
and
a
depressing
town.
Cities.
No, I want to say, I think I said it last week. The club was great.
Club is great.
Had a great Rumors Comedy.
There are nice parts of Winnipeg.
Yes, I did not see those, but nope. I believe you.
Yeah, there's a couple blocks. But I tell you what, the club is good, but it is like it's a sad, it's a very stabby place.
Yeah,
very
there was
punchy,
like eight
stabby
security
place.
Guards at my hotel, which creeped me out. And I still got stabbed.
Well, I stayed at that hotel, and there
the Viscount Gort.
That's it's literally called. I'll never forget it
for the. That'll be my last. That's gonna be my rosebud, Viscount Gort. It's the grossest name I've ever fucking heard, and it's spelled like Viscount. I'd never heard the word Viscount before, and they all acted like I was a dumbass. I thought it was called the Viscount Gort.
Yeah.
Which is worse. Yeah. But Viscount.
I think it's
great.
It's part of like the British military name.
Yeah.
Viscount. Anyway, it is it sounds like exactly what you picture.
Yeah.
The Viscount Gort. And they have a bunch of displaced people from wildfires from native reservations.
That was it.
Who, you know, aren't doing well to start with, as generally speaking, and they're staying there. And I never had a problem, but there was a lot of security guards. People were generally nice. They're displaced people.
No, and there was no problems. There was no problems with the people, other than like children just running the hall screaming.
Yeah.
And I'm sure I was chasing them, but with a knife.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It was just more of a bleak place. The lighting was brutal in the room. It was just the Wi-Fi didn't
work. It's the kind of hotel that it doesn't have a carpet.
Yes. Well,
as soon as you walk in and it's like laminate floors so they can clean it better after God knows what.
Yeah.
You're like, oh boy.
Mm-hmm. And there's no toilet in the room. You just piss and shit on the floor.
Yeah.
Yeah. That part I liked.
That's when you thank your lucky stars there's no carpet.
You get in there, and they're always like, yeah, everybody walks in, they go, oh, no carpet, and then about 10 minutes later, they're thanking their lucky stars.
10 minutes later, you're pooping in a lampshade and say, thank God there's no carpet. the road.
No, but anyway. There was a dive bar in the hotel. Yeah, I've never seen that in my life. There was a legit dive bar.
If you're ever in Canada and you see a Labatt 50 neon sign in a bar, you're about to get punched for wearing skinny jeans.
That's what I liked about it out there. Yeah. They kept it real.
Yeah.
But we are not here to talk more about the Viscount Court.
Or Spain.
Let's make the rest of the show about Viscount Court.
Or the intricacies Spanish culture.
Let's just spend the show reading Yelp reviews of the Viscount Court.
I can't actually think that's a good idea. My interest is piqued.
I am curious, but we are here to talk about Alanis Morissette. So, Tommy, I know you're a huge fan of Alanis.
That's true.
Yeah, you're one to play some Alanis songs on the old piano.
I do. I love Alanis. I think Jagged Little Pill is
I didn't know that.
One of the best albums.
I do too.
Get. Yeah.
And it took me a while to come around to it because it came out when I was like 14 and I like the Dead Kennedys.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm like, you know, it takes you a while to realize that the like true genius going on and also like the lyrics and the singing, and it's like as someone I consider stand up an art, and I'm always trying to be more vulnerable and more myself and trying to get there, and it's very hard to get out of my own way. And you listen to that album and that's somebody truly figuring out how to get out of their own way.
Mm-hmm.
And like being themselves, and sure. While they're still young, which is you know extra helpful for your career.
Yeah, sure.
But she, I'm being from Canada, and like we knew Alanis before you guys knew Alanis, and it was very like late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah, it was like the pop.
Wannabe Madonna pop recycled and can like a lot of times Canadian pop music especially is 5 years behind American pop music. It's like trying to catch up.
Was she like an anti-Celine? Was she an anti-Celine?
Eventually, by Jagged Little Pill, yeah. I think that's like a pretty she's like a more raw kind of less operatic, less like, does that make sense?
Yeah.
But in the beginning she was trying to be Madonna. Like she was on Canadian radio when she was 16 and it was like the teased hair. And before she was famous, one of the clips I sent is her doing the first ever Ottawa Senators game, singing O Canada.
Mm-hmm. And she plays goalie in that game.
And she plays goalie as well. It's actually on one of our coins.
She would have makes a better goalie than a singer. Really. Yeah.
And that, I mean, she's an incredible goalie.
She stops everything.
Yeah.
Should we go ahead and listen to that since you teased it?
Yeah.
You can't tease these people. They get pissed.
They get pissed.
They're so mad.
Well, while you're pulling it up, I didn't know that until I saw the documentary that came out last year.
Oh, did you watch the doc?
Yeah, it's incredible. Yeah. I highly recommend.
I don't know the documentary.
So I didn't know anything about her pre-Jagged Little Pill career at all. Like, I didn't know that she had that pop phase. And they have, like, amazing footage from it, too. But that documentary, I think it was HBO. I'm pretty sure it's one of the Ringer Films ones.
Oh, cool, yeah.
And it's a lot of really good stuff about that. And then, like, all this amazing footage from making Jagged Little Pill and that whole tour that came out of it. And I'll let you get this, but my favorite fact from that is that the recently deceased Taylor Hawkins was her touring drummer for that whole tour.
Right, yeah.
Isn't that crazy? That from the crazy. Foo Fighters, if I
Yeah, know. Yeah. Well, yeah. She toured with the Foo Fighters, and they got along so long that the drummer left for the Foo Fighters. Yeah. That's what I read. It's crazy. Which is also Radiohead apparently opened for her for a while, and like The quote was, they were not very warm, which is not surprising at all. I did not watch that documentary. Apparently, she did not like the documentary. She didn't like how it came out. She felt that the story that was they agreed to tell was not what came out. And the director was very upset because she was like, I really, you know, it was, I think it was, I didn't watch the doc, so I don't know the story that well. But I was reading about it today, and the director was really upset and was like, well, I hope that Alanis changes her mind because I really liked what we did. And like, apparently, I don't know if this happened or what, but also on top of that doc coming out about Alanis, she also had like a sitcom that was supposed to come out, or some sort of comedy driven thing.
Like recently.
Yeah. On one of the major networks, like ABC or something. I can't remember, but I don't know if that happened.
She's in her Reba bag. but also, I remember her popping up in Weeds when I was like in college.
Oh,
and
yeah.
She was in that late season of Weeds, and I was just like, what the hell?
Oh, yeah.
That might have been after I gave up on Weeds.
Yeah. Yeah, I gave up on Weeds right around then. It
Smart man.
I didn't see the last. But she also plays God on some movie, doesn't
Dog.
She?
Dogma,
yeah.
Dogma, that was going to be one of my actually the only trivia question. So Graham wins the trivia for the day, Tom's Twisted Trivia, a spinoff of Tommy's Twisted Trivia.
Isn't it ironic? Don't you think?
All right, let's go ahead and hear some of, we've gotten tricked into listening to the Canadian anthem, a thing I said we would never do on this show. Yeah. But here is Alanis Morissette singing the Canadian anthem at Ottawa Senators' first game, 1992.
Yeah, she's like 17 or something. Maybe she's like 20.
I'm going to skip through some of this.
She's doing like a real, like, puts a real twang on it. Like,
yeah.
Like a,
and she wrote that, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Singer songwriter. Yep.
But she
has Paula Abdul vibes.
There's
that,
very early 90s, like, Paula Abdul kind of. And she, anyway, that version of the song, she went to my high school. Alanis Morissette went to my high school.
What?
And that version of the song would play every single morning.
Oh,
we
that's
had,
fun.
We had to listen to her version every single morning, and I was just like, oh, this sucks.
And now you love it.
Yeah. I don't know. But
Tommy, what version do they play at the high school you hang out at all the time?
Taylor's version. My riff has nothing to do with your riff, and that's okay.
That's just fine. I forgot it's horses now.
I wasn't expecting to hear the hang out at part. That was good.
Yeah, that's the sort of riffs we do on this show, Graham. So you're going to want to
incorporate. Graham's opening riff was much worse than whatever we're doing on here. Talking about briefcases. I don't even want
to
say.
Did I talk to Antonia? That's true. Disputed whether the Basques have their own country. And
yeah, I think we take over this podcast and make some points.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, not another Antonia Graham takeover.
Her saying smart, saying things, and me just being confused.
The fans prefer it so much. Yeah. It hurts our feelings. Oh, boy. So that was O Canada. I found, I was looking at the YouTube comments, and somebody said that was 3 years before Jagged Little Pill.
Yes.
Is that true?
It is. 1992, Jagged Pill is 95.
There you go.
And then, I
and you were like old then.
I was 24 years old.
Wow.
Yeah. I bought my first condo.
I thought you were going to say condom.
I bought my last
that's
condo.
What I called. Give me a pack of three condos, please.
Give me a condom. It's a condom specifically for getting head. said condom. Let's go. We're back.
No. I am old enough that I think my first few months of high school, yeah, it was 1990. I was born in 81, so I think, is that 80? That's 95.
Wow.
Was my first, you know,
yeah,
condom. Jagged Little Pill came out, and you best believe Glebe Collegiate Institute was like, we're going to put this Lannis tape.
Mm-hmm.
So you went from Glebe to Gort?
Yeah.
Talk
yeah.
about your rise through Canada. Yeah.
Yes.
Nothing is
from
normal.
Glebe to Gort.
We have no
the
good
Graham
names.
K story. The twisted tale of Graham K.
Oh, it sucks. Oh, when you put it like that, that hurts.
Who'd have thought one day he'd make it all the way to Guelph? You don't hear a lot of Guelph mentions on a lot of podcasts you're going to listen to. But
hey, Guelph and Glebe, both, Guelph University and Glebe High School both have the same, what do you call it, animal.
Mascot?
Mascot. Well, that look, I fucked that up.
That's the sort of fun yeah. fact you're going to, it's worth the wait.
Yeah.
Glebe and Guelph.
Guelph Griffins and the Glebe Griffins.
Well, wow.
Yeah.
I
half,
had a,
half lion, half eagle.
Sure. Oh, yeah. I had a nice little.
Sure.
One. I know about Griffins. Are you kidding me? I read Harry
Lois?
Potter. And don't even get me started on that little fuck Stewie. I had a nice little riff in when I was on, I did the JFL Road Show, and it was like all places that were like a few hours from Toronto, basically.
Yeah.
And we stopped, we had Guelph on the schedule the whole time. Yuck. And every night I was like, we're going to a place called fucking Guelph. Like, it sounds like a noise Robert Durst would make. Yeah. Guelph killed
yeah.
them all.
It's a weird
murdered
name.
Everywhere except for Guelph. They hate it.
I'll tell you an interesting fact about Guelph, Ontario, is it used to be called Berlin, and in World War II they were like, well, I think we'll give it a little change.
They found the only thing worse.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's name it Gwitler.
Berlin.
Gwerlin.
Yeah. Yep. Right around 1941, they gave it a switcheroo.
They enjoyed those first few years. Or?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. All right. We have more Alanis to talk about. So, Jagged Little Pill, you watched the doc. You did not. I should have watched that doc today. I feel stupid. It was right there.
You'll have a great time if you watch it.
Oh, the comment that made me laugh was that it said 3 years before Jagged Little Pill, and the comment under that said, you have Dave Coulier to thank for that album. It's like, don't thank Dave Coulier.
I have a dispute to that story.
Okay, let's hear it.
So Alanis went to
you
my,
were in that movie theater.
Yeah. I jacked up Dave Coulier. So what?
Who cares? He was Uncle Joey or whatever.
He bought me a large popcorn and a soda drink.
Little did I know the popcorn had a hole in the bottom.
It had a hole in the
bottom. And so did the soda. I don't know why he did that. It was so messy.
It's Coke Zero all over his junk.
Well, I still got to work. I'm an honest man.
The first Coke Zero. 20 years before it became available to the public.
New Coke.
This Coke tastes weird.
That's why no one likes it anyway.
Dave Coulier's dick was in all of them. Antonia, you seem out of the loop here. Do you know what we're talking about?
He was in Full House. I'm getting context clues.
Dave Coulier, the song you ought to know is about Dave Coulier, who is in Full House. Yes.
And which one is he in Full House?
He's the blonde guy that looks like
he's
a
the
dad.
Funny guy.
Oh, the blonde one.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like...
That song's about him?
It's so funny that it's about him.
Because
he's like, you'd like think it'd be like the
does, okay,
the sexy
does he
guy.
Does not kind of look
Uncle
like
Joey.
John Hurley?
Yes.
Yeah, a little bit. Yes. Yeah, I can see that. That would be fun. John really should do a Dave Coulier sketch. That would be
look,
funny.
He would look like him if he was straight and just had like a straight man's
diet.
Wait,
what are you talking about?
And
wait, is John? No.
Yeah. I mean.
No.
On paper.
Well, got to unsubscribe from a Patreon. JK.
No, no. But anyway, so she went to my high school.
Okay.
And my best friend in high school, Aiden Mamet, his brother Aaron is exactly Alanis's age. There's like a big age gap in them. And he got a hand job from Alanis at the Mayfair Theater.
What?
Whoa.
That's what he said.
What? So wait, how does this disprove?
I think that song's about Aaron Mamet.
Oh. You heard it here. Stand by your band. Band-Aids. I don't know.
Band-Aids.
I found a Dave Coulier talking about hearing the song for the first time story, which I think is very funny.
Yeah.
So he said this to Jim Norton, ironically, but on Jim and Sam.
Jim and
yeah.
Sam fame.
He said, here's the story. I'm driving in Detroit, and I've got my radio on. I hear the hook for You Ought to Know come on the radio. I'm like, wow, this is a really cool hook. And I can hear the voice, and I'm like, wow, this girl can sing. And I had no idea that this was the record. And I'm listening to the lyrics going, oh, no. I can't be this guy. So I just love that he's starting out like, well, this is a sick song.
All right.
Fuck.
Well, what did Aaron Mamet think when he heard it? Think about that.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
She calls a handjob going down?
No one ever asked Aaron.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a really good point. In Canada, that's going down.
Yeah.
That's
we call college university. We call handjobs going down. We call Coke Zero New Coke.
he heard
again,
that
again. We call newer again Coke.
Dave Coulier heard that song on the radio. He's liking it, and then he gets to that part. He goes, "Cut it out." I had to look up what the catchphrase was.
Tony, do you get that joke?
Yes, I've seen Full House.
Okay, good. I didn't get that joke.
Oh. I see. Well, I had to look it up. I didn't remember what it was. You gotta.
Did they show it in Canada? Did they show it in Canada?
They showed it in Canada, but it was only on cable television, and we did not have cable television at my house. We had to go to Aiden Mamet's house to watch Ninja Turtles and Yo
Mamet.
MTV Raps.
Oh my God, Yo MTV Raps.
Yeah. Oh my God. Mindy? all right. Should we hear another song? We got more clips for you. Before I forget, we have a voicemail.
Oh.
One, Jared Thompson, the owner of the Comedy Attic in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana, likes to give his thoughts on whoever we're talking about. He's our resident.
Can
snob.
I leave him a voicemail asking him to book me?
Jared, get old Grammy. Give old Grammo a shot.
Come on.
Come on. He's a good guy. He's a funny guy. All right. And I'll edit out that first riff and then I'll help.
No, leave it in. I mean what I said.
All right. Jared gave his thoughts on Alanis Morissette. He did apologize for it being long, and him saying that makes me really scared that it's like, we might be in for a 5-minute story here. But he seems to have a lot of thoughts. So here are Jared's thoughts on Alanis Morissette.
What's up, y'all? It's this week's He Went to Jared. The boys are going to have a guest on defending Alanis Morissette or appreciating. I honestly am not sure. I assume that it's a defense because certainly after her original popularity, she became kind of a punchline, which is unfortunate because I think Jagged Little Pill is actually a pretty good album.
Great album.
I think that part of the sort of like vitriol surrounding it was because you couldn't, very similar, like, it's better than this, but like very similar to Hootie and the Blowfish, where it's like, we just got tired of it because it was just everywhere for so long. And when you strip away sort of the fans and just the hype around it, like,
oh, God damn it. Is this going to be a whole fucking thing?
Quit pressing buttons.
I didn't press shit. I didn't press fucking shit.
You were pressing buttons. I saw you.
Where it's like, we just got tired of it because it was,
I'm going to have to like edit this.
Certainly as compared to Crack Rear View by Hootie and the Blowfish, are pretty good. And I think it was a very like, cleansing album for her, just sort of reading about it post-mortem. I think that it was like very personal to her, and certainly she had moments outside of that album that were also good. And I understand that, like, you know, she had some probably bad missteps. But I think, and I guess what I mean by that is like, you know, she didn't really play it very well. And I wonder how that would look if she were popular now, because I think that people are a little bit more street savvy about how to stay in the public eye in a better way than used to be sort of available to people. So I think that she would have had a more lasting sort of like period of time if she were making music now. I think it's really cool that she's seemingly sort of, when she's toured, it's been a big deal, like, because a lot of people from that time frame or just any other kind of formerly famous bands or artists have fallen into the trap of like touring with like five other people from that same, you know, time frame, you know, like people from the same era as you. So I think this is really interesting. I feel like there's a lot I still don't know, and maybe I'll learn a few things. So it's nice to be back here. I haven't left one in a while. So, all right, I'll talk to you guys later. Thanks.
All right. That was They Went to Jared. That was actually one of his shorter ones, I feel like. Maybe I fucked up. Hard to tell. Oh, no, I guess it was over two.
Does he often leave? Like, did he do the one? Someone left a voicemail about the Misfits.
That was probably him. Yeah, okay. He's our regular. He hasn't done it in a minute because we haven't done anything that he would care about, I don't think.
Maybe because I did the Misfits and then I roasted him so hard after. It scared him off for a few months.
That might have fucked it up. Yeah. Oh yeah, you're that guy he hates.
No, I don't think I roast. I don't. I disagreed with one point, I remember, but whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, I thought of another trivia question.
Ooh, twisted or not?
Not twisted.
Oh, okay, cool.
Can you name the other celebrity Canadian Alanis Morissette was engaged to?
Yes.
It's not Mamet or whatever.
The guy you keep referencing, who you went to high school with.
Aaron Mamet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Turkish. Turkish. Oh, a nice. Turkish guy. I call him a Turkish.
A Turkish.
A Turkish delight. But anyway, I want me to answer that now.
You know,
trivia question. Yeah,
they owned a condo together in Ottawa. Ryan Reynolds.
That's true. Yeah. Deadpool.
I forgot
himself.
About that.
Yeah. He was engaged to Ryan Reynolds. Okay, Ryan Reynolds is one of the celebrities who looks like a cartoon to me.
Okay,
a little bit.
There was another elaborate. One I thought of the other day where I was like, that person looks like a cartoon.
In like what? Like to like...
Johnny Knoxville. He doesn't have like a human face. It's a
cartoon
face.
Oh yeah, we were
face.
Watching... He we were watching like... Reboot. Pretty good.
Yeah, you watch Reboot?
Yeah.
Pretty cute. I repeated what he said.
I'll watch Reboot.
Watch Reboot. Give it a shot. Why
no, but
not?
Johnny Knoxville has like a fake cartoon face. Ryan Reynolds has a fake cartoon face. There's somebody else too.
Do you think it's because they've gotten a lot of like...
Oh, Bobby Cannavale has a cartoon face.
Yeah, he does. He's always had one. But do you think that... I think Johnny Knoxville and Ryan Reynolds have had like the same, they went to the same plastic surgeon.
Probably.
You think Ryan Reynolds went to a plastic surgeon? No, I think he's always
the same guy me and Tommy went to.
I think that he's always been a good looking guy, but I think to like stay, like all those guys try and stay 35.
Right.
And I think that he you look at Tom Brady and he just looks like a drawing of what he used to look like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. It makes him look cartoonish to me. He's like...
Yeah, yeah.
I agree with you.
Yeah, yeah.
I just made a face that you guys can't see.
Yeah, this is one of the few non-video podcasts. We made a smart move early on.
Yeah.
We said no video ever. That will never be
the
key to success that everybody also...
It does suck that if you're a comedian, you have to run a TV show now.
Yep. Yeah.
And you have to buy the equipment.
Racine hit me up the other day. He's like, you should just start your own fucking YouTube show. And I was like... Cool, man. I got to sink $10,000 into equipment. And,
well,
yeah.
I did Ari Shaffir's podcast. And he just bought three
iPhones?
iPhone minis.
Really?
Yeah.
And that's
they
good
film
enough?
On 4K.
And he just bought 4K good enough still?
Yes.
I don't know what the fuck
4K is
good
definitely
anymore.
Good enough. And he bought, like, you know, two $200 lights off Amazon, and that's it.
So he bought iPhone minis, is that what you said, or iPod minis?
iPhone minis.
But they don't have service or anything?
He doesn't hook them up, no.
You just buy iPhones and not have them connected to anything? That's interesting. Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, I need a new phone.
So the fun fact.
Yes.
Fun quote that Alana said about Ryan Reynolds. One of the worst quotes I've ever heard about someone describing a relationship.
I would not go down on him. even in a drive-in movie.
Even in one of his own movies.
she saw Ant-Man and zipped up his pants.
Was he an Ant-Man?
No, he's not.
Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd
no, is I'm Ant-Man. Of, Free Guy,
I'm
maybe.
I'm thinking of the
Deadpool.
The one where he's blind, Deadpool.
Yeah. The very movie that was referenced earlier.
Oh, yeah?
So she said about him, she said, he's like my soul brother, except I want to jump his bones.
Oh,
one of the worst relationship quotes of all time.
Yeah. Oh, that sucks.
And then he broke up with her as soon as he read that. In Vanity Fair.
Ain't that how I met your mother?
He read that in Us Weekly and
that
called her immediately.
Sucks.
Yeah. I also, very quickly, to go back to the voicemail, just because I think it's an important thing to note on. Jagged Little Pill, like, universally recognized as one of the most important albums of the 90s. Yeah. And he said it's actually pretty good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, is it? Thriller light, you know what I mean? Yes. It's got like five and like insane huge number one
smash
hits.
Hits and it's like, all good. Even the ones that aren't hits are fucking great. Yeah,
I feel pretty good about that Thriller light.
That was good. Yeah,
that was pretty good.
Yeah,
and it's also so spooky.
Yeah,
and the artist is a predator of sorts. A lot of things are lining up.
Atlantis dates age appropriate men.
Sure, creep. Sure. She just wants to jump their bones. That's spooky.
That is
calls
spooky.
Them soul brothers, kind of appropriate.
I really hate soul brother. Yeah, that's not good. That's... You cannot say that as a white person. No. That is not good.
One good thing about
he's my soul
music,
brother.
When it hits you, you feel no pain.
What's up?
He's a real jive turkey.
There are. Let's see what we got here. Hand in my pocket. I always like to say I've got. I get that song stuck in my head, and I always sing it. I've got one hand in my pocket, and the other hand is in my other pocket. Yeah. It's a good time. It's a lot of fun.
Okay, well, you should edit that out, maybe.
No. It's a fun way to sing the song. All I really want, you ought to know, hand in my pocket.
Are these all the songs I sent you?
Ironic. No,
He's
I'm reading
the track list.
I'm reading the track list. What's the other one here? It's Perfect. Is that one I hit? I don't know.
Yeah, Perfect.
Okay, I'm sure I know that. All right, let's go through the songs you sent us, though. We gotta get through this.
We already got one.
We got
Did you mention
one.
Head Over Feet? That was a big hit.
Oh, yeah, Head Over Feet. Sorry, that's the other one.
That song fucking rules.
Okay. Perfect setup from my sick riff. Hand in My Pocket is a song that you sent us. You sent us the 2015 remaster. I think that's kind of revisionist history. no, I'll play.
That was the last good thing pre-Trump. Yeah.
They edited out all of her disparaging remarks towards the Inuit.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here's that song. I feel drunk, but I'm sober. I'm young and I'm underpaid. I'm tired.
Trying to get ripped, man.
There's tequila.
I care, but I'm restless. I'm here, but I'm really gone. I'm wrong and I'm sorry, baby. And what it all comes down to is that everything's gotta be quite alright.
Yeah.
Making a cigarette.
Yeah,
she did
baby.
The damn thing.
She
That's
did
pretty
it.
Cool.
She fucking ruined.
She showed her cigarette. Whole ass.
I always thought it was peace sign, but I think it's another one.
That's a, that, she says that.
That's earlier. Yeah.
Do you want me to rinse this? I'll rinse this.
No.
We can take a quick break.
No, I'm pouring tequila into my whiskey drink.
There's also so.
Are you saying he drinks a whiskey drink?
He drinks a tequila. he drinks a lager drink. He refused the lager drink because he said he's on a diet. Close the thing all the way at least before you put it up there.
I did.
Look at that. It's look at all that space between the cap and
God
the.
God.
Someone hey, called Dave Matthews.
It's
going to
go bad.
Space
between the cap belong. There's ice down there. Will you grab me a key, please? Yeah, why not? Fuck it. There's also squirt up there, or not squirt?
The lemon.
Fresca.
Welcome back to Sloppy Boys.
There's Fresca in the fridge too. If you want to make a little Paloma of sorts. Anyways, that song fucking rules. I love it. Antonio, what do you think of that song?
Great. No, I do like it.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, I love that song.
I think it's like like I said off the top, it's someone just being honest, and when you can be relatable and honest makes you relatable, and when you can do that in a way that's catchy and new at the same time, it's like wildfire. It's like really hard thing to do. Yeah. To make something that is relatable, honest, catchy, and all like catchy and new.
Yeah.
It kind of sounds contemporary a bit now. It's, you know, 25, 27 years mm-hmm. later.
Yeah.
And I mean, back then it was like 5 years away from like Paul Abdul. 2 years. It's like basically 3 years away from Paul Abdul, like doing like super 80s, you know, like fishnet gloves, teased hair.
Is that when she met that cat? From the video. Thank you, Antonio.
I don't know.
We aren't as up to date on our Paula Abdul.
I'm not a Paula Abdul hater. I'm just saying that it's like a marker of a different genre, like a different time.
Graham, please sit down.
Well, I'm waiting for the squirt.
Oh, I see.
I'm waiting for the damn squirt.
It's
Fresca.
It's on the top shelf. Yeah.
But the way you have sex, you're going to be waiting a long time.
What the hell? All right.
My mom didn't like Paula Abdul because she took there was like a like some the Olympics in Atlanta. They needed a singer and they chose Paula Abdul over Celine Dion at the last moment. And then she like they slighted a Canadian.
Sure.
She can't even sing. She doesn't have the octaves that Celine has. All she does is warble.
Yeah. I have so many thoughts about Celine Dion. I could literally talk about her forever.
Yeah,
but. I watched her unofficial biography last month. Have you heard of this? Tommy, you would fucking love it.
Have you heard?
Her personal history, her personal life is wild.
Okay, I have lots of thoughts about that too.
Yeah.
Well, we're not talking about Celine Dion, but we can go into it a little bit. What's going on?
I think we will after.
Because we're already 45 minutes.
Okay, all right. I'm going to say.
We spent too much time talking about the Viscount Gort, all right? Or to some, not enough time.
That hotel sucks. If you're ever in Winnipeg, don't go to the Viscount Gort.
Okay, I'm
it's surrounded
one...
by highways. You can't walk to
it's
it.
It's true. Yeah.
I'm going to say my one thing.
Yes.
Which is that I watched the unofficial biography. That I think is called Aline. It's not Celine, it's Aline. And the director did the craziest thing a person could ever fucking do, which is that she decided to play Celine her whole life, including when Celine is a child. They CGI'd this woman's like old face onto the kid's body.
What?
Dead ass. I'll pull up pictures, that's all I wanted to say.
That is so-
my point.
What is it? Is it like a YouTube Points. Documentary? Is that a real doc?
No, it's a movie. It's not a documentary, right? It's like a weird concept.
It's in the MCU, which is really weird. But...
That is true. And when Thanos gets to the scene, he's so moved by her song.
All right, Tommy, I'm no longer pissed that you're 4 hours late.
I'm sorry.
All right. Let's hear You Ought to Know.
Song rocks.
Oh, yeah. What was Mr. Manette?
Yeah, Mr. Manette.
Oh, it is about him. Yeah. Was that his name, Manette?
Aaron Mamette.
Yeah, there we go.
There's a little Easter egg for the Mamette heads.
We gotta hear more of this song.
What's your friend's name who books the
Jared?
Jared. So I agree with what Jared said about. You just heard it too much. It was really overplayed, and it blinded me to how good it was. And I think only in the past, like, 2 years have I been like, oh, this is really, really good.
You know what's funny is I'm realizing that the part of what is that? What are you showing the class? Show you got enough to share with the class.
Teacher Tom's back.
Antonia is showed me a screen of her phone.
You guys talking to the thing.
This is Aline as a child.
Let me see.
It looks like an adult
woman.
Okay.
Ooh, it looks like a. Oh, she does look very French Canadian.
Oh, that is weird. Yeah, that just looks like looks like the front desk lady at the Viscount Gorge.
Who's 24 years old? Yeah.
I hope there's one listener who's familiar with this hotel.
There's one listener.
You got one winner.
It's a night manager at the Viscount Gorge. He's pissed.
I use this to escape. Well, I listen to this podcast to this very podcast to escape.
My 1 hour of reprieve a week.
No.
My weary soul.
Winnipeg.
Yes.
A lot of good art comes out of Winnipeg.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Yeah. Oh, yeah, the Weaker Thans, that song is...
And the Guess Who? American Woman? That
yeah,
song,
that,
American
yeah,
Woman?
That
Guess
comes...
Who? We're poets.
These
That's
Eyes?
A line from Almost Famous.
Mm-hmm.
Remember?
Yeah.
Philip Seymour Hoffman talks about that?
Oh, does he?
He said, the Doors were drunken buffoons, pretended to be poets. The Guess Who? They were poets.
They are poets. Bachman-Turner Overdrive?
Are they from there, too?
Randy Bachman.
Oh,
he's,
wow.
He was in the Guess Who.
Mm-hmm.
He still... Apparently, he still lives there, and he just drives around.
Listening to his own music. Yeah. That's what I'd do if
he's
I was
a
in
big
a band
dick.
Like that.
My buddy, he was at the like every like Canada Day, July 4th or July 1st rather.
Oh,
they have like a
easy
big,
brother.
They have like a big,
yeah.
a
Don't
big
tread
concert
on us.
At Parliament Hill. They have a big Parliament Hill. We call it Canada. We have a big concert at Parliament Hill in Ottawa, and they have like Canadian bands play or whatever, and my buddy Gordo, his job was to drive Randy Bachman to the stage, but my buddy Gordo like doesn't really know how to drive. Randy Bachman got so pissed off at Gordo, he just got out of the van and walked like half an hour to do this concert in front of like 200,000 people.
Oh my God.
Get me out of this fucking thing. He just opened the sliding door and ran away. And everyone on the radio was like, where's Randy? He's like, I don't know, he left. Like, he left? Yeah. Just... Randy Bachman is loose.
He's AWOL.
He's AWOL.
real fast before I forget, because you made the point that Jared, you agreed with Jared with that Alanis got overplayed from this album. What's funny is I'm realizing now is because I love that song. You ought to know, and I'm realizing the two references I had to that song because I didn't. I realized I didn't know that song that well until we moved to New York, and I would see Tommy go nuts playing it, singing it at karaoke and stuff. And then the other reason I knew it was from what American version of a British television show?
The Office?
And which hilarious portly character sings the song in the karaoke, I want to say the Christmas episode.
Oh, does Kevin do that?
Kevin!
Oh, shit.
I gave a lot of hints. It could have been Stanley, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, it was Kevin. He sings You Ought to Know and he kills it. And I was like, everybody's like going nuts. And I was like, I don't know the song.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That was such a big... I've said this a million times, but I grew up in a VH1 household, and that was like a huge VH1 song. It was like the VH1 song, I feel like.
Yeah, it was in every grocery store, every drugstore, every mall, anytime your mom turned on the radio in the car, that song was on.
Yep.
All those songs, like all five of those hits were like on.
Oh, yeah.
This was a
time... In Canada, you have to play like Canadian 30% art. Canadian right. artists.
That's like the and same so, with Sirius, right? Or like yeah. something like that. Yeah, like so that's oh, wow. how these Canadian so, yeah. comics.
It's like if you go to Canada, it's just like any pop station. It's like Drake.
That's really interesting.
The Weeknd. Yeah.
Oh, is The Weeknd Canadian?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, I forgot about that. That's
he's from the same neighborhood. He's from like kind of a rough. Talking he's like, actually from a rough neighborhood in Toronto. And then Drake found him.
Oh, that's
Drake's
right.
from like a nice yes. neighborhood.
I forgot. We talked about this on
and
the
then
show.
And Bieber found Carly Rae. And the tree
Look
goes on.
Get that.
She's going to find too. Graham. That's what I'm saying. Canadian success, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Canadian excellence.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's move on. And let's listen to the last song on this playlist because we have to get to the peanut
Well, I'm
gallery.
Happy you picked this song, the last song, because first of all, that's the one I sang in the intro to no acclaim. And second of all,
you got I think plenty of acclaim. There was enough acclaim.
There was acclaim.
The man can't get enough acclaim. He shows up 3 hours late and then he wants acclaim.
But this song I became fully obsessed with maybe 3 or 4 years ago. For some godforsaken reason. And the video, it's a famous video. Do you remember the video, Graham?
No.
The video is her walking around New York naked. She's fully right. naked with her hair covering her nipples.
That implanted in my brain, and that is the hottest thing in the world to me.
Well, you should see the
hair
Tommy.
Naked lady.
You should see the video. You should see
but
the full Tommy recreation video.
Now I know why. Now I was like, why do I like that so much? Long hair over boobs. I'm like, ooh.
She created it.
That little virgin Graham was like, anyway, sorry. I'll creeped everybody out there.
No. That's the sort of shot that would have pissed me off as a kid, I think. Because I do remember, now that I think about that, I do remember that. And I was like, that's one of those things as a kid.
You were pissed
Close
off?
Your ears, Antonia. I think.
You were pissed off?
Like that I would be like, that's the sort of thing I know as a kid I would have recorded on VHS and then tried to pause to find moments where the hair like moved a little bit so I could see her boobs.
No, I've done that.
We've been watching Love is Blind season 3 and every woman's tits are giant this season. And I just keep looking at Tom being like, oh, you love these bazongas.
Look, a man's not allowed to like a bazonga anymore.
Man can't crush a few Miller Lights and look at some bazongas.
But boobs are back, and I'm not, I hate it.
Yeah,
boobs,
yeah.
Boobs had taken a little break, and it was butt time, and boobs are back.
Yeah, there was a long time where a man would look at a boob and go, ooh, poo, poo.
Hey, Tom.
Gross.
Tom, watch what you're saying right now,
I'm about to guelph.
That was a good callback.
Yeah. We're but bros here. Okay. Sorry.
We're watching the video now.
Yeah. Okay. The thing is, I do wonder... Because there's a public transit part that we're looking at right now, and that's got to be unsanitary.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure she wasn't actually naked, but they did a pretty good job making it look like she was.
Yeah. She probably got something, though, in the old subway. I wonder if she had to pay the old MTA. all right. Let's listen to this last song. We got a lot of comments to get to. People were excited about this episode, so I want to get to it. So the last song is Thank You, which a lot of people commented about. So it's a good ender to this playlist.
This song is good.
Hell yeah.
How about
That song is so fucking good.
Yeah.
And it's underrated because people think of her as a one album wonder and they are dead wrong.
That's off the 1998 album. Yeah.
Which has one of, I will give the haters credit, one of the worst album titles of all time.
What is it?
Supposed Former Infatuation Junkie.
Yes. It is such that a mouthful.
And it is also a very pretentious album. Like,
and Jagged Little Pill is such a cool fucking title.
Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about. It rolls right off the bottom of the bottom lip.
Supposed Former Infatuation Junkie.
Yeah. Jagged Little Pill is perfect.
That's got to be a theater one.
It rolls right off the tip of the lip. do you know, so this song was nominated for a Grammy for Best Female Pop Vocal, but lost to what song?
Ricky Martin.
So 98?
I
do have a guess.
Degrees.
I did not look this up.
Yeah.
My guess.
Yes.
Britney Spears, which I didn't.
No. It was
Christina Aguilera.
No, it was not as it's a sad song. I'll give you that hint, by someone who's known for making sad songs. Another female
Christina,
vocalist.
I was going to say
you're thinking of Fiona Apple.
I was thinking of Fiona Apple.
Sinead.
No,
she was earlier.
Okay. I want to get this.
I'll give you a very big hint. You guys are going to want to hear this hint.
Bjork.
Picture a very sad looking caged cat or dog. And
Sarah McLachlan, right?
It's but it's not the.
I thought you were talking about her specific face.
She's
like,
a sad
Lord.
Dog.
Yeah. Sarah McLachlan.
Is it I Will Remember You?
Sarah McLachlan is I Will Remember You.
Another Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
She's simply Canadian.
Simply.
She's secretly Canadian. That's right. all right. That's I didn't know that song.
Before we go to the peanut gallery.
Sure.
This is my one point about Alanis Morissette, which is that Shakira sings exactly like Alanis Morissette. They have the actual same voice.
Oh, that's interesting.
Sure. Interesting, yeah.
And the only difference is in presentation.
Okay. But Shakira,
they do have now
a
that
lot way
more
money.
Yeah, same yodely voice.
Yeah,
and Shakira is superior. I'm gonna get hate on this podcast. I don't care. Shakira has lasted longer. She didn't do tax fraud. I don't believe it.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did.
She didn't do it. Gerard Piqué.
And she
fuck
isn't
him.
A climate criminal like some.
No, Shakira is literally an angel on this earth. Thank you.
She doesn't care about poor people.
We have to do an episode where we talk about the new Taylor album, by the way.
I'd love to.
We haven't done that yet.
I have many thoughts.
Maybe we can do that on Monday, too.
Yeah, that'd be great.
But, the song that everybody loves on it that I kept seeing posts about, I was not feeling. And it's funny that it's like. It's a
what,
song
anti-hero?
About everybody. Yeah, it's like everybody met her, and it's like, but what you did was kind of fucked up. Like,
that's what she's saying.
I know.
She's saying
know,
it's my fault.
Oh,
the
I thought it was like
me.
Her making
Shakira?
I'm the problem, it's me. That's the whole
thing.
Oh,
I thought it was like being sarcastic, though, about that.
No.
Oh, okay. Maybe I misunderstood. I only listened to it twice, but I thought she was saying that in like a, I guess everybody's going to blame me. Like,
no.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough. We'll get into that on the full Taylor ep that we have to do. That brings us to our next segment. We have fans of this show who like to send in their thoughts, and they're goddamn welcome to do it. We're gonna go to the people who subscribe to the Patreon. They get to give their thoughts first. Wait, what is this? Oh. God damn it. People keep hitting us up to do the fucking show who don't listen to it. Like, it's publicists. And I'm like, this person does not want to be on this show. We talk about fucking horses on here. Like, you're fine.
Who?
They'll be fine. I don't know. You wouldn't even know who it is. It's, I'll reach out to them. I'm going to check and see if they actually listen. But it's like big name people that I'm like, they don't want to do this. It's like, it's a waste of their time. Don't worry about it. All right. Toby Braithwaite says, if you're on the Patreon, you get your thoughts guaranteed to be read. Get on the Patreon. It's $3 a damn month, and you get bonuses and all that good shit. We might do the Taylor one on a bonus. We'll see.
That's a pretty good deal.
It's a great deal. Toby Braithwaite, friend of the show, he's been a guest on the Patreon. That's another tier that you can do, where you if you join the tier where you can be a guest on the Patreon, you can defend a band your very self. Toby did that, and he says, Jagged Little Pill remains an absolute banger of an album to this day.
Yeah, Toby.
The haters fail to realize that by releasing a single called Ironic with lyrics devoid of any actual examples of irony, Alanis was in fact doing some next-level meta irony. Now, isn't that ironic?
Ooh.
Well put, Toby.
Yeah.
Our friend Allie McElwee says, Allie, McAvoy? I hope I'm saying your last name right. I feel like a dumbass now. She's our friend. She says the HBO
she's
music.
Our friend. <She's> our,
she says the HBO. My tooth is fucked up, so I'm talking weird. The HBO Music Box episode about Jagged.
My eyes can't see letters.
It's great. Cool to see a young Taylor Hawkins play with her.
Yes.
Hey, there you go.
Similar anecdote.
Fiona Hart, Fiona Hart 2 says, you ought to know, is that really about the guy from Full House, Uncle Joey? No. You heard it here today. It was about
Aaron Mamet.
What was the name again?
That was Fiona Hart 2.
Because I thought Fiona Hart Shrek. That is- okay. I could have sworn.
Okay. No, no, no. Fiona has been stepping out on Shrek with two, apparently number two. All right. Connie Jorstad says, picture it. Mankato, Minnesota, 1995. A college dorm. Me on the phone with my boyfriend back home. Him telling me that he got someone pregnant.
Whoa.
You ought to know hits the alt-rock airwaves in the cities. Alanis might have saved his life that year. Also got to see her at Taste of Minnesota the same year. Yes, there was beer. Yes, there were curds. And yes, there was a deep fried Twinkie. Hell yeah. That sounds sick.
That's a wild story.
You know what's wild about that story? That kid is 27 years old. That's crazy.
That is wild. Yeah. That's a real Nirvana baby. Yeah. like he's going to sue the podcast now. That was me in
that
the story.
That makes me want to shoot myself in the head. Anyway.
Wait till Tom leaves.
Yeah, give me some time. All right.
Let Tom get set up in LA before you leave.
Yeah, no, I don't want to make a trip back for your funeral immediately.
You don't want to mess up Tim's tour.
Tim needs this.
Yeah. No, I will. I'll hold on for Tim. His zone 27 middle seat flight back.
Oh man,
I'm happy to be here. The bathroom door hits him on the head.
I did buy the seats next to him, but I did fill them with people.
Those twins on the motorcycle.
I was gonna say the Shriners. That's awesome.
I didn't know their name.
Yeah. All right.
I was worried no one would get it.
Pete says, teenage me sold my copy of Jagged Little Pill way back in the 90s only to rediscover what is clearly a fucking banging album throughout. What was I thinking? Good question. Matthew Potter says, no, Tommy, I'm not perverted like you, nor do I have one hand in my pocket when I see a horse farm like you. Stand by your band. It's horses now. Larry G. Huffman says, college soundtrack. Nice. Nick C. says, Tommy always says You Learn has the best music video of all time, and I think I figured out why. And he sent a link, and I have to assume this is... Oh, yeah, it's Alanis on a horse. It's a picture of a lady on a horse. Stand by your bandits horses now. Tim Claridge finally says, you guys should check in on the Book of Yay guys this week.
That's a good point.
Oh, yeah. We should talk to
Rob and Chris. Did a Kanye podcast for many years.
Yes. And obviously...
Luckily, they don't do it now.
No. And maybe we should delete our episodes.
This guy will never say anything fucked up. That's the point I was making.
And anything he does say, I fully endorse.
Look, I'm putting it down now. Whatever he says, I'm on board.
I like it. Okay. We have some on Facebook. Did we get anything on Twitter?
Just two on the Twitter I can read really quick, because we had friend of the show, Starla, said highly, highly underrated. She's insanely talented. I agree, mostly because of her performance on Weeds.
Wow.
The music is secondary.
Wow.
And a fedora with
she
Safari
wasn't underrated in the 90s.
Yeah, for sure.
And she's maybe she's underrated now, yeah, but that was, I guess, 22 years ago. But like,
yeah, Garf,
there was nobody bigger for 6 years.
No, for sure. The other comment was just Dave Coulier fumbled the bat. Yeah. I think we can all agree.
Yes,
he did fumble.
I'm gonna say it. She is her, though.
Oh yeah, for sure.
She is her.
No, she did the damn thing. Yeah. She did the damn thing.
We got a bunch of Facebook.
He is Himmler. I'm talking about Ye.
He is Himmler, though. That's a good tweet. Yeah. He is Himmler, though. So there, we got a bunch on the Facebook. We do not have time to get to all these. I'll say, Laura Soger says, once in Vegas, I was there for a work solo, and she was playing, so I bought a front row ticket. Very cheap if you're buying one for one. I double-fisted red wine and cried the whole time.
That's cool.
Best concert ever. Also, there were lots of ads for PMDD, etc. What is PMDD? Is that like a, I don't know.
Perfect McNamara drunk driving.
Even the cops give you a 10. You blew a 10.
Sounds like Alanis did too. Dave Coulier.
He's a smoke show. She fumbled the bag.
Premenstrual diasphoric disorder.
Thank you. Oh, this is a good... Maybe Antonio can come on the show as our person who Googles
Resident
stuff.
Woman.
JK. That would be
like
fun.
Resident Evil to me.
What the hell?
Women voice.
Yep. Somebody's... Tyler Degner says she's the songbird of Canada.
They call a woman a bird.
Andy Sanford says rain on your wedding day could be ironic given some more context to the planning of that particular wedding. And then Keenan Steiner says, wow, Jinx, I think he had a similar thing. And then somebody said, there's an argument in the comments about whether or not ironic is the right word or not.
That's kind of the classic thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I'm not going to go to.
It's not worth going into. No. But, yeah.
All right. Alex Schubert quotes Craig Ferguson and saying rain on your wedding day isn't irony. It's fucking weather, honey. I don't know about all that. He didn't say honey. That sounds like dice. Dicey, it's raining on a wedding day. All right, that is... that's all the comments we're going to read. This brings us to our last segment of the show, which is where we rate the playlist. And I think it's minus Theo Canada, which sucked. No, it's a bad song.
I think it shows context. It shows context.
No, I'm kidding. It was a great playlist. I don't even think we really need to rate that. I thought it was all the songs are
and the preamble to that the anthem song is funny because it's just a bunch of people. It's the announcer speaking French,
mm-hmm.
which I think is fun.
True. So I'm gonna go. We rated out of 6, even though it's only 4 songs because that's what it was before, and I don't want to fuck up the ratings. I'm going to give it this a perfect 6 out of 6. I really enjoyed it.
I
love her
to.
Songs. Yeah.
I think Alanis is just the best.
She's
and,
great.
Yeah.
Antonio, what do you give it?
I give it a Shakira out of 6.
Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa.
Okay.
On God.
That's on. That's
where's
on
Shakira
Fleek.
From?
All right, you gotta
be
guess
careful.
Fast though. We can't just have dead air
that
while you're
goofy
thinking.
Country with the blue flag.
You talking about Argentina?
Yeah.
It's a blue flag. That's blue. And
no,
white.
She's from Brazil, isn't she?
She's from Colombia.
Oh, Colombia.
There you go.
But she's Lebanese.
Uh huh.
Okay.
This makes sense.
A great part of the show.
That makes sense.
All right, Graham, what do you rate the playlist out of 6?
I think I give it, obviously I give it a 6. Sure. I give it 2 negative Shakiras.
I don't want to
2
do
Lebanese
that,
bombs. Just kidding.
All right. Graham, you're the best. Thank you so much for coming on the show. What would you like to promote on your way out? Obviously, you're special. On
yeah, just basically 2 things. My special, you can find it on YouTube. I self-produced it. put my own money in it. I had a bunch of people from HBO help me make it, but I still had to pay them. Please watch it. And also, and I'm, you know, I'm also, you know, very proud of it, obviously. I think it's good. I don't think it'll be charity. You're going to like it.
No, it's not.
And follow me on Instagram, Mr. Graham K. That's
yes.
it. Thanks very much.
Please follow Graham. Graham is one of the dearest friends you can have and one of the best comics in the world. Great man.
Thanks.
Tommy, what you got coming up?
I'll second Graham's special. It's so funny. And I will also say I've got my special taping January 12th coming Ooh. Up. Christmas
Baby.
Show December 15th. But the most, the soonest upcoming thing, me and Luke are doing a show for the New York Comedy Festival.
Oh.
And I'm going to announce the lineup live on it. We got Brandon Wardell
Ooh.
From I Think You Should Leave. We got Damn. Rosebud Baker. She
From
writes for
SNL.
SNL and she, we got Comedy Molly Central. Carney, SNL cast
hey.
Member, and Jack Comstock. Very
Let's
funny man.
Go. That rules. I will be, like I said, Columbus, Chicago, Omaha, Ogden, Utah, which is right by Salt Lake City, and then I'm doing my first album
Woo!
In Fort Collins, Colorado, at the Comedy
it's
Fort.
It's crazy you don't have an album.
I know. Yet. Well, it's Comedy Central bullshit. I don't want to get into it on here, but it's not. I thought I was gonna have one 3 years ago, and they fucked me.
they oh, we talked about
this. Actually, it worked out better, but it's my first album, so it's if you've watched me for a while, you'll have heard some of the stuff. But there's some new stuff too.
Man, it's going to be such a good album.
Going to be a good time. Get out there. I have a bunch of more dates. Go to my website. I'll be in San Diego. I'll be in, I don't even remember all the fucking places. I'm doing a bunch of road shit. And we will end the show with a 1-star review. Oh, yeah. Do you want to plug something? Yeah.
Check out The Sheriff.
Yes.
In Perfect Paradise season, The Sheriff, about the most controversial sheriff since Joseph Arpaio, Sheriff Villanueva of Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
We have a 5-part series where we have 2 sit-down interviews with the man and get into whether he pulled a bait and switch or not, because he said he was a progressive and then like did stuff that people were like, why are you on Tucker Carlson? And like, he mm-hmm. loves you. Like, what's up with that? And then we also have a show called The Big Burn, which is about wildfires in California. Why they're so bad, and also like tips and tricks on how to like survive and maybe even thrive in the era
yeah.
of wildfires.
Yeah.
She's thriving, honey.
In
the era of wildfires. all right. Definitely check all that stuff out by LAS Studios. And we'll end the show with a 1-star review for the Viscount Gort.
Oh, awesome.
I was
awesome.
Hoping it wasn't going to be for the podcast.
No, I don't read the review.
I'm
Thank God.
Absolutely fucking pumped for this.
So it says, it's from Julie. She says, let me start off by saying, if you do choose to stay here and have any problems at all, talk to Jody at the front desk. She was amazing. This is a sign of a good lady writing a review.
Yes. It's an honest review.
She says, the first room I was given didn't have a working door lock, so they moved me. Second room had a rattling heat unit, which was promptly fixed. However, the maintenance person stated that they are so short-staffed, a lot of things get missed. After he left, I noticed a smell, so I followed it to my night table drawer beside my bed. When I opened it, I found an old chicken wing bone. No, it's just old, I found a bunch of old chicken wing bones and dip. Somebody used the drawer as a trash can. My guess is at least a week old. The rooms were very loud, had cold laminate flooring, and not much soundproofing. The guests
That's right.
this hotel attract are more the party kind. I didn't feel safe in the parking lot either. I chose to leave. However, Jody was wonderful. The chicken wings in the drawer, truly brutal.
Well, if M. Night Shyamalan wrote this review, yeah. it would turn out that Jody was the one dipping and eating wings up in that room.
somebody had a party in that bed.
Oh, there's another one that says, disrespectful staff and racist.
More importantly, disrespectful.
Oh, yeah. The Viscount Gort. All right, guys. All right. Thanks to Graham K. Well, and my wonderful wife, Antonia. She hates being called wife, but...
really?
Yeah. All right. We'll talk about that off mic.
Oh, it's a whole
We'll see you guys next week. Keep it crispy. Bye.